Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Tezvav. We are holding on daf Yud Daled on base. We are at Bai Rabbi Yirmiya, about fourth wide line on daf Tezvav, on daf Yud Daled Amid Beis. The shir is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Aleha Shalom, the Nesham Shav and Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First of all, we're going to have another question about that's going to end in a teiku about what qualifies as a yediyah b'tchila. Yesterday we had the first of the two questions that end in a teiku about what qualifies as a yediyah b'tchila. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the drushos that teach us that adding to the azara is done in the same way that they were originally makadesh the Mishkan, and we're going to learn that although that's true about adding to the Kedusha of the Azara, when it comes to being Mekadesh Kelim, the method changed entirely about how it is that we are Mekadesh Kelim, and that discussion is going to bring us to the two dots on Amud Aleph, and then the Gemara is going to discuss when we say that the way we add to the Azaros is by bringing Shtei Todos, with, Carbon Toda has lots of parts to it. There are animals, there are 40 loaves of bread. What does that mean, Shtei Todos? Which part of the Carbon Toda are we bringing in order to add to the Kedusha of the Azara and to walk around the whole new area that we're trying to be Mekadesh with these Shtei Todos? The Gemara is going to discuss the type of Korban Mincha that's needed to be Mekadesh the Azara and why it was different than being Mekadesh the ear, that we use different Korbanos to add Kedusha to the Azara than we do to add Kedusha to the ear. The Gemara is going to even suggest that perhaps when we're adding Kedusha we can use the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos to be Mekadesh the Azara, to add on to the Azara, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out how we could manage that considering it's Yantif, and are you allowed to be building things on Yantif? So the Gemara is going to have five different suggestions of how it is that you could use the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos, and the Gemara is going to reject each of them to show that we in fact cannot use the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos. And after the two dots on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss which psukim they would use for the shear that they would say when they were adding on Kedusha to the ear va'azaros, and that's going to lead us into a discussion of what a proper usage of psukim is and isn't, meaning can you use psukim for refuah and the different levels of isser that may be involved in that. And then at the very, very end of the daf, we're going to talk about exactly how they would position the Beis Din and the two loaves of bread and the people all around the area that they were trying to be Mekadesh. Who stood where when they went around the area to try to be Mekadesh it. So let's begin again, Yud Daled on Beis at Bai Rabbi Yirmiya, fourth wide line. So Bai Rabbi Yirmiya, again, we're asking questions about what is a Yediyah B'tchila? I mean, if we're going to assume that in order to be Chayav Karbon Olav Yorid, you had to have a Yediyah B'tchila, you have to have a Yediyah B'sof, you have to have a Helen Bein HaTayim, what actually qualifies as a Yediyah B'tchila? So Bai Rabbi Yirmiya, Ben Bavel Shal L'Ritzol, let's say you have a Ben Bavel that he knows that there's such a place called Yerushalayim, and there's such a thing called the Beis HaMikdash or Makom HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, and he knows you're not allowed to go there while you're Tameh, but he's never seen it. So he goes to Eretz Yisrael, he has no idea where the Beis HaMikdash is. He sees a lot of impressive buildings. He sees the King David Hotel, he sees all sorts of impressive buildings. So he has no idea which is the Beis HaMikdash. V'nele mimenu Makom HaMikdash. And therefore he has no idea which is the Makom HaMikdash. So he goes into, he walks right in, even though he knows that he's Tameh, he remembers that he's Tameh, but he just assumes it's another nice building. So mahu, so what's the din? Is the fact that he knows that there is a Beis HaMikdash and he knows that you're not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, is that called the Yediyah B'tchila for which he's Chayav a Karban? Or does he have to actually know what the place is and have forgotten about it? Now, the Ramban points out that Rabbi Yirmiya formulates his suffix about someone who's Nichnas L'Mikdash and not someone who's Ochel Basar Kodesh and he doesn't know that this Basar is Kodesh, even though L'chora it's the same suffix, meaning if the problem was that he went into a Makom Kadosh, so Rabbi Yirmiya's suffix is, if he can't identify the Makom Kadosh, L'chora could have been a much more common, more easily understood Metzius, if he would describe someone eating Basar Kodesh, not being able to identify it as Basar Kodesh. But he says, that because Rabbi Yirmiya himself was from Bavel, and he went to Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to share just how removed B'nai Bavel are from the Metzius in Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't like today, where people are always traveling back and forth and they're able to see what's going on. So that there could be such a thing. A person knows about the Mikdash, but it's an idea, it's a concept, and he has no idea. How do I identify it? So what's the din? So says Mara, well, Alib Daman, Alib Rabbi Kiva, if you're going to assume like the Sheet of Rabbi Kiva, the Bay Yediyah B'tchila, where it's important to know what's considered a Yediyah B'tchila, because in order to be Chayiv Karmen Olav Yorid, you need to have had a Yediyah B'tchila, Halam Chayiv Halam Mikdash. Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that you are not Chayiv for Halam Mikdash, that he holds that the Chayiv Karban is going into the Mikdash Bituma, that the Chayiv Karban for going to the Mikdash Bituma was never said when the Shogeg was that you didn't know what the Mikdash was. Only when the Shogeg was about Helam Tuma, not when it was about Helam Mikdash. And if we're going to assume like the Shita Rabbi Shmuel, the Mechayiv al Helam Mikdash, who Taki is Mechayiv on Helam Mikdash, Halo by Yediyah B'tchila. He holds that you don't need a Yediyah B'tchila in order to be Chayiv a Karban. So what kind of Shaila are we asking over here? What's called the Yediyah B'tchila? You don't even need a Yediyah B'tchila. So it says Mar Lotzricha Ali B'de Rabbi. Now we're assuming like the Shita of Rabbi, which we already explained at the very beginning of the Masechta, Debay Yediyah B'tchila, who does require Yediyah B'tchila, meaning he holds like Rabbi Akiva that you're only going to be Chayiv Karban Olav Yorid if there was a Yediyah B'tchila, but Umechayiv al Helam Mikdash, but he holds like Rabbi Yishmael in that you're Chayiv for Helam Mikdash. Va'amar, and he holds Yediyah Space Rabbo Shema Yediyah, that having learned something when you were a child, that counts as a Yediyah, meaning if you knew that a Sheretz is Metame, because you learned that in school, and then when you touched the sheretz, you didn't realize that you had become. You just didn't focus on the idea that you had become tameh by touching the sheretz. So you knew that you touched the sheretz. So that the fact that you had a din, that you knew the din that nogea b'sheretz is tameh, that's called the yediyah b'tchila. So Rebbe holds that that constitutes a yediyah b'tchila. So what about over here? My, what about this case where you knew this concept that there is a beis hamikdash and you knew you're not allowed to go there while you're tameh, given the other. Do we assume that since he knew from his education that the basic din that there is a mikdash and you're not allowed to go in there when you're tameh, that's called the yediyah b'tchila for which you would meet the criteria of someone who's chayiv a karban olav yorid, and even though you didn't realize that the place you're walking into is the makom hamikdash, odilma kivin demakom lo yadalei, or maybe we say since you never knew where that makom hamikdash is, halamahi. So that the beginning of the tumah was behelim. It was not a yediyah b'tchila. There never was a yediyah b'tchila because you didn't know that you couldn't even identify the place of the beis hamikdash, and therefore maybe you're not chayiv a karban because the yediyah b'tchila is not about the concept of tumah. There has to be yediyah b'tchila about the mikdash as well, and the yediyah of the mikdash without knowing where the mikdash is maybe is not considered a yediyah b'mikdash. So the Gemara leaves that question unresolved. Now Tosos in Dibra Maschil Vinelam is bothered because Tosos had said in Dibra Maschil Zil in earlier Tosos that when everybody knows something, then the person who's Masupak about it has to ask about it, and his failure to do so or his suffix is not considered a Helam, and without a Helam, there's no Chi of Karban. So Luchora, the Rabbi Yirmiyah shouldn't have had a suffix over here, says Tosos, because Ben Bavel, he should have just pulled over anyone on the street and said, hey, which of these buildings is the Beis HaMikdash? You know, which area is the Beis HaMikdash? So Tosos said, and that wouldn't have been called a Helam, the fact that he doesn't know what the Beis HaMikdash was. So Tosos suggests that it must be that we're talking about when the Beis HaMikdash is not around. We're talking about going into the Makom HaMikdash B'tuma. We're talking about Bizman Hazeh. So that there aren't that many people that know exactly where on Har HaBayis the Beis HaMikdash was. So that's not, and certainly someone who comes, but he still says B'nai Bavel, because B'nai Yisrael are more familiar with the lay of the land than B'nai Bavel are. So someone from Bavel is very unlikely to know exactly where the Makom HaMikdash is. Someone from Eretz Yisrael is more likely to know, and that's why he formulates it as B'nai Bavel. But that's Tosfos Chiddush, that we're talking about someone B'zman HaZeh. Okay, so then the Mishnah said, Echra Nichlas HaZara, that we're only Mosifin Aliyah Vazaros when we have a whole bunch of things, that there's a formula of how to add Kedusha to the Kedusha Seir to a wider location, and the same with the Azaros. So the Gemara discusses, Minani Mili, how do I know that you need all of these things to be Mekadesh, the Ir, and the Azaros, all of these things that were identified in the Mishnah? So Amar of Shimi Barchia da Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, when Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu Vasili Mikdash Veshechanti Besochem to make a Mishkan, it says, Kichol Asher Ani Mareh Oscha Eis Tavnis HaMishkan Veis Tavnis Kol Kelov V'chein Ta'asu. So that it starts with Vasili Mikdash, and we say V'chein Ta'asu, that implies in the future Lidoros, that even Ba'as, even in the future, any Mikdash that the Jewish people are going to make, they should follow all of these dinim that Moshe Rabbeinu had to follow with the construction of the Mikdash. And therefore, in order to be Makdishit, or to be Mosif onto it, you need all the things that the Mishnah said, just like they were Makadish the Mishkan in the Midbar with all of those things. Because Moshe Rabbeinu at the time, Rashi points out, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech, and he was a Navi, because it says Vehi Bishur Melech, and Aaron was a Kohen Gadol, and they had the Urim Vetumim, and they had Shivim Zakenim, so they had all of those things at the time of the Mikdash. Tosos and Dibra Maschel V'chein, all of those things? Not necessarily. The Mishkan was made before Aaron became the Kohen Gadol, so they couldn't ask the Urim Vetumim anything. So the Ritva suggests that Aaron Enoch Hinami was not yet the Kohen Gadol, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamish in the Mishkan as the place of a Kohen Gadol with the Urim Vetumim throughout the Shivus Yimei HaMiluim. On Rashi, the Tos Yomtov asks, there was no Sanhedrin of Shivim Ve'echad yet at that point. So Tos Yomtov suggests that the Shivim Zakenim that Rashi mentions over here are the ones that are mentioned at Matan Torah, the Shivim Mizikne Yisrael, that were designated for Kol Dovah Shebe Kedusha as a Sanhedrin would function, even though they were not yet officially an actual Sanhedrin. The Rimi Gash says, no, Moshe was Keneged the Shivim Ve'echad. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in Masech Sanhedrin, that Moshe Rabbeinu alone had the status of Shivim Ve'echad. So somehow we had all of these things at the time of the Mishkan, and we're assuming that, therefore, in order to add Kedusha to the Ir Va'azaros, you need all of these things as well. So ask the Gemara, wait, you're making this drasha of V'chein Tasu L'Doros? Everything we needed to be Mekadesh in the Mishkan, we need for Doros? Masiv Rava, Kala Kelim Shasa Moshe. We have a brisa that says, all the Kelim in the Mishkan that were Moshe Rabbeinu made, Mishichas and Mekadashtan, it was the Mishicha with the Shemana Mishcha that granted it Kedusha. So you would imagine, V'chein Tasu L'Doros, that it's going to be the same way L'Doros. Zak the brisa, Mikan Ve'elach, after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, it wasn't the Shemana Mishcha that was Mekadesh, Kelim, new Kelim that they wanted to use as Klei Shares. It was the usage of those Kelim for the purpose of Klei Shares that granted them Kedusha. V'amai, v'neima v'chein tasu l'doros, what happened to your v'chein tasu l'doros, that everything is supposed to be done exactly the same way? It's interesting that we even say, kol kelim sha'asa Moshe. Rashi and Chumash points out, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make anything. Bezalel made everything. But Moshe Rabbeinu was overseeing the whole project and made sure that everything was done properly, and therefore it's considered ki'ilu asa'u, that it was Moshe Rabbeinu's, it was under Moshe Rabbeinu's general jurisdiction. But anyway, the Gemara's question is, how come when it comes to the Kedusha of Klei Shares, it's not the same? What happened to V'chein Tasu L'Doros? Shaini Hasam, no, by Meshichas Kelim it's different. Domakrok, because there's another pasuk where the pasuk says, V'im Shechem V'yikadesh Osam, and we darshan that's a miut, Osam b'Meshicha v'lo L'Doros b'Meshicha, that only those Kelim in those days required Meshicha, but in future generations you do not require Meshicha to be Mekadish Kelim. Says Gemara, Ema Osam b'Meshicha L'Doros o b'Meshicha b'Avoda. Well, maybe I could make both drushes happy. I could say, we have two psukim over here. One that says, V'chein tasu l'doros, same thing you do in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, you should do in all future generations. What did we do to be Mekadish Kelim? We did Shemana Mishcha. And then you have Osam b'Meshicha v'lo l'doros b'Meshicha. So maybe Osam means b'Meshicha is enough, or is the only way, rather, to be Mekadish Kelim in the days of Moshe. And in future generations, you have options. You could do it b'Meshicha. Osam b'Meshicha l'doros Meshicha is not the only way. L'doros, there are other ways as well. But V'chein Tasu tells me that l'doros Meshicha works as well. So it says, no, Amar Papa, Amar Krak, because there's a pasuk that says, Asher Yishorsu Bam Bakodesh. Tala Nakasu Beshirus, that the Torah Dafka says that you that it's only when you use them that they take on the status of Klei Shares. If it's only when you use them, you see that Avodasan Mechanachton, that the Torah says that's Dafka the way it's going to work. So Hashli Kaz Rachman Asher Yisharsu. Well, once I have Asher Yisharsu, that the Kiddush HaKelim is done through the Avoda that you do with it, Osam Lamali. Well, then why do I need Osam? L'chora, there's no need to tell me Osam B'Mashiach V'lo L'Doros B'Mashiach if you already have another pasuk that tells me that L'Doros is B'Avoda. So it says, Menolo, Iklo Kasav Rachmana, Osam, had it not said Osam, Hava Amina, I would have assumed, Hani Hu De B'Mashiach, that it's only the Kelim and Deis of Moshe Rabbeinu that Mashiach is enough to be Mekadesh them. L'Doros B'Mashiach U B'Avoda. I would have thought that L'Doros, there are two things you need to do to achieve the Kedusha of the Klei Sharis. This is not like the previous Havamina. The previous Havamina was that L'Doros, you have options, one or the other. This is, which is more permissive, L'Doros, or more easy to grant Kedusha. This is a Havamina that's saying that L'Doros were more restrictive, that in order to give Kedusha for Kelim L'Doros, it's not just one thing that you need, not just the Shemana Mishcha, but on top of the Shemana Mishcha, also Avoda. Because after all, it says V'chein Tasu, so the Shemana Mishcha should play a role. So that's why Miyat Rachmana Osam. That's why I need the extra meat of Osam. Osam B'Mashiach V'lo L'Doros B'Mashiach. To teach me that Mashiach V'Shemana Mishcha plays no role in being Mekadesh Kelim L'Doros. Only in being Mekadesh Kelim in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. That it switched, it shifted. That as much as adding to the ear and adding to the Azaros is done in exactly the same way as it was B'Yemei Moshe, when it comes to being Mekadesh Klei Shares, the method changed. How we give it Kedusha changed entirely. Okay, so back to that discussion about how we add to the ear and the Azaros. U'b'shtei Todos, we said that they bring two Karbanos Toda and they walk around the area that they're trying to be Mekadesh with those Shtei Todos. So Tana Shtei Todos Shamru B'lachman V'lo B'Bsaran. When we talk about two Karbanos Toda, a Karban Toda is a Zevach and 40 Lachme Toda. So when we talk about walking around with Shtei Todos, it does not mean with the Basar, it doesn't mean with the Behema that was hooked to the carbon, it means with the Lechem. So Minani Mili, how do I know that? So it says Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Damar Krak, because the Pasuk says, when Ezra and Nehemiah were Mekadesh Yerushalayim, after they finished building the walls, Va'amida Shtei Todos Gedolos V'Taluchos Liyamin Me'al L'choma. So it says the Shtei Todos Gedolos. So the Gemara is going to say, well, what exactly are Shtei Todos Gedolos? Right, this is a pasuk in Nehemiah. Rashi writes, Nehemiah Ka'amar B'Sefer Ezra K'shenim Neschomis Yerushalayim Ba'al L'kadesh Hasi'ir. Rashi always calls Sefer Nehemiah Sefer Ezra, because it is Sefer Ezra, meaning we only split it later between Ezra and Nehemiah, but really, from a Jewish perspective, it really should be just Sefer Ezra. But anyway, so what does it mean, my Gedolos? What do you mean that they had Shtei Todos Gedolos? What does Gedolos mean? Elema, if you're going to say that, it means that the Todos were the behemoths that were hooked to Shor Karban Toda, and Gedolos means mi min gadol mamish, that they should use cattle and not use sheep. They should use a min that is gadol, so name of par. That there's a word for that. Just say parim. Say what type of animal they should be using. No, ella gedolos b'minan. No, really parim that are bigger than, it means not what type of animal to use, but within the min, try to get the biggest one, the biggest sheep, the biggest par that you should get. Mika chashivus kamishmaya. Is there any chashivus, the size of the karban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That really matters, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you get the biggest animal? Is that really a thing? Don't we have a brisa in Maseches Menachos? The Gilyon changes it to Vahatiran, that Nemar Bolas Behema Ishe Reach Nichoach, Bolas Haof Ishe Reach Nichoach, Bemincha Ishe Reach Nichoach. All of these things are pleasant to Hashem, whether it's a Behema, an Oaf, or just a Mincha. So Malami Chechen Amar Bevechen Mam Vashi Chavnisli Belov Shebeshmaim. Apparently, it doesn't matter how big your carbon is, how expensive your carbon is. Hashem is happy with it. So why would it matter that you're getting the biggest animal? So it can't be that the shtei todos gedolos, that these two todos are the largest animal, because you do what you can do, and that's good enough. So Tosos raises the question: really, aren't you supposed to do something that's nicer? Right? What do we say with paraduma? That if you have a paraduma and then matza acheres na himena, you find a nicer one, you trade it out for the nicer one. Why would you trade it out for the nicer one? You say Hashem doesn't care as long as you're doing something nice, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. The Gemara learns from the pasuk es hakeves echad that you're supposed to take the miyuchat shebiyadro, the very best keves, and v'chol mivchar nidrechem. We learn that you should bring min amuvchar. So the Rishonim point out, the Ritva points out, and the Ramban and Tosfos, they all point out that's just to tell me that you're supposed to do as much of a hiddur mitzvah as possible in order that you should have proper respect for the mitzvahs. But you shouldn't take pride in the fact that these behemos are so big, because there's a mitzvah in any behemah as long as it's l'shem shemayim. So I'm not sure exactly what that answer is, because l'chora, meaning in order to take pride in the mitzvah, you dafka should look for the biggest ones. You dafka should, meaning that is hiddur mitzvah. I think there's a Magen Avraham that says that for Shabbos candles even, that maybe having taller Shabbos candles is a hiddur mitzvah, that it should not because it burns longer. He says at a certain point you can go to sleep and you don't need it to burn anymore. Not because it burns longer, the Magen Avraham writes. Magen Avraham says, but because it's bigger, it just looks nicer. So something that looks nicer oftentimes is a hiddur mitzvah, right? That's a discussion. Is a bigger mezuzah more mehuda, you know, is that a factor in hiddur? When I was just by Rav Avram Shor this week, and the mezuzah on the doorway to his shul is like, I don't know, it's like 2 feet tall. It's like the biggest mezuzah I've ever seen. So is that such a thing, that there should be such a hiddur? I don't know. Ella gedola shabbat toda. So what does gedola mean? It means the gedola among the carbonos toda, meaning the largest of the lachmei toda. Mind me, which are the largest of lachmei toda? I would imagine they would have made them a uniform size. Chametz. It means the loaves of chametz, because there were 30 loaves of matzah with the lachmei toda and 10 loaves of chametz. And as Gemara is about to demonstrate, they were made with the same amount of flour. So if you can make 30 loaves of matzah with that amount of flour and 10 loaves of chametz, the 10 loaves of chametz are obviously going to be much larger. So they would take two of the chametz lachmei toda. Ditanan, because the Mishnah tells us, hatoda is a ba'a. They would use 5 se'in of flour in the se'in Yerushalmios measures, shein shesh midbarios, which is the equivalent of the of 6 of midbarios measures, because Yerushalmios se'in were larger than the midbarios se'in. They changed the size by 1/6. Shein shtei efos, which happens to equate to 2 efos, and ha'efa shalosh se'in. An efa is 6 sa'a midbarios, right? So that's why it was 6 sa'a midbarios, because in Ephah's 3 se'in midbarios, and there are 2 of them, so that's 6 se'in midbarios. Esrim isaron, and those 2 Ephahs had 20 isarons, because every each Ephah is 10 isarons. So bottom line is, you had 20 isarons of flour that you were going to make 40 loaves of bread with, 30 matzahs and 10 chametz. So asara l'chametz, va'asara l'matzah. 10 isarons of flour were used to make the 10 chametz loaves, and 10 sorts of flour were used to make the 30 matzah loaves. Ube matzah shlosha minin. The matzah had 3 different types of matzah, chalus, rekikin, urevucha, and from each min, they were to make 10 loaves of bread. So each lechem that was chametz was made from just one full isaron, whereas each of the 30 lachme matzah were made from 1/3 of an isaron. So the chametz loaves were obviously much larger. So that's what it means that they were the todos gedolos, not the animals, it was the loaves, and it was the largest loaves, meaning the chametz loaves. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Ein Azar Miskadeshas El B'Shiyore Mincha. When they add on to the Azara, they have to use the chalos of Shiyore Mincha, that which is left over from the Karban Mincha after they burn the kometz on the Mizbeach, meaning the Mincha had flour and oil, Levona, in a bowl. You'd push away the Levona, you pull out a kemitza, 3 fingers full of the flour and oil, and that's the comments that you're Mekadesh that you burn on the Mizbeach. There's still more left in the bowl. That's what they would use to be Mekadesh the Azara, not with the Lach Metoda. Lach Metoda was to be Mekadesh the ear. When they add on to the ear of Yerushalayim, to be Mekadesh the Azara, they would use Shiare Mincha. So my Taima, why did they do, what's the basis for that? So the Gemara explains that the Kiddush HaZara is derived from the Kiddush HaYir in that Kirushalayim, my Yerushalayim, Dover HaNechel Ba Mekadsha, just like the way they were Mekadish Yerushalayim, was by taking something that can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, namely the Lach Metoda, Sa'af HaZara. So too, when it comes to be Mekadish the HaZara, Dover HaNechel Ba Mekadsha, the way to be Mekadish the HaZara is by taking something that can only be eaten in the Azara. So the concept is that any place that you're being miskadesh with something that's eaten in it is to let it be known that that this is the tchum, this is the border up until where you can eat this kodesh item. And they would eat the thing that they were being miskadesh at the end of the makom, that they were miskadesh it. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. I mean, they would then demonstrate, and they would say, look, you're not allowed to eat lach metoda outside of Yerushalayim, and we're going to eat it right here in this new extension to Yerushalayim, to show that that's Yerushalayim. So too, they would take the Shiyari Mincha that could not be eaten outside of the Azara. They'd add on to the Azara by using the Shiyari Mincha, and then they would eat it to say, look, this is now the Azara. So says Mar, Atu Lach Metod Bazara, Mi Lo Misachli. Wait a second. You tell me only something that's eaten in it can use to be Mekadeshet. Well, the Lach Metoda not only can be eaten in Yerushalayim, they can also be eaten in the Azara. So why can't the Lach Metoda be used to be Mekadesh Azara? They, in fact, can be eaten in the Azara. Elok Yerushalayim. No, the limud from Yerushalayim runs as follows. That my Yerushalayim davar anechel ba v'yotze mimena nifsal. That just like when you're Mekadesh Yerushalayim, you use Lach Metoda, which not only can be eaten in Yerushalayim, but if it ever goes outside of Yerushalayim, it becomes possible. So afazara, so too, what the carbon mincha that you're going to use to be Mekadesh the Azara has to have both of those qualifications. It has to be davar anechel ba, something that's eaten in the Azara, and v'yotze mimena nifsal. And if it leaves the Azara, it becomes possible. Lach Metoda do not become possible when they leave the Azara. They can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. But the Shiare Mincha are going to become possible if they leave the Azara. That's the halacha, that whenever you have kachin that goes chutz l'mechitzasan, it's going to become possible. So says Gemara, imal alan, if you're going to make that drasha, imal alan chametz afkan chametz, meaning we're making this drasha where we're equating adding on to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim to adding on to the Kedusha of the Azara, or we're equating adding on to the Kedusha of the Azara with how they added on to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim. Well, wait a second, we just said that the way they added on to the Kedusha of Yerushalayim was they took the Todos Gedolos. What were the Gedolos? Was Chametz. So maybe to add on to the Azara, I get it, you need Shiare Mincha, but maybe you should need Chametz. Most of the Menachos were always Matzah, they were not Chametz. So what on earth would they have used in order to have Chametz to add on to the Azara? I mean, where are you going to find Chametz Karban Mincha? V'tizbra Minchas Chametz Miika. So says Mar, it can't be. Meaning you can't make that. You can make the equation to tell me, oh, when they add on to the ear, they used Karban Mincha, right? Because they used the Toda, and it's something that can not be taken outside of that boundary. So you could say the same is true via the Azara. They have to use the Mincha that cannot be taken outside of that boundary. It can only be eaten within that boundary. But if you're going to take that equation further and you say, and it's got to be Chametz, you're out of options. There is no Chametz that can only be eaten in the Azara. So says Gemara, maybe you do the following. Maybe in a chanami. Most Kabbalos Mincha are not Chametz, but maybe make it Chametz, meaning the Mincha that you're Makter on the Mizbeach, it cannot be Chametz. But that's the Kemitza, right? So the Shirayim, maybe you could turn into Chametz afterwards. So and then you'll be Mekadesh the Azara. So says Gemara, Valksiv, no, the Torah says, Lo Sofa Chametz Chelkam. Even the chelik that goes to Arun Ubanav, meaning the part of the Karban Mincha that doesn't get burnt on the Mizbeach, even the Shiare Mincha that gets eaten by the Kohanim, you're not allowed to make it Chametz. So there's not going to be Chametz to be Mosif onto the Azara. So says Mar Alam Alo, I could think of one Karban Mincha that's only eaten in the Azara and is Chametz. Efshar Demekadish Shtei Halechem Batzeres. You have the Shtei Halechem that we bring on Shavuos. That's a Karban Mincha, it's Chametz. and maybe that's what they should use to be mosif onto the azara. Meaning the this is mefurish in the Torah. Solos tiyana chametz teyafena. Right, it's this week's parsha. It's mamish tomorrow's parsha. Right, so it says beferish that it's got to be chametz. So the Gemara explains now why it is that the shtei alechem is not really a possibility of how they're going to add on to the azara, because mishum delo efshar. It's not possible. Heichinavin. How do you want to do this kiddush? Nivnia, you want to build out the new makom of the azara, so you can do this construction project to add on to the azara. So nivnia me etmol, you'll do the whole construction before Shavuos, v'niktashe me etmol, and then you'll use the shtei alechem to be makadishit before Shavuos. So it says mar shtei alechem b'shvitas kvasim udikachi. Shtei alechem is not kadosh until you shecht the shlamim that are brought on the chag together with it. So they only grant, they only gain their kedusha when you do the zevach, and the zevach is done on Shavuos. So there's no way you'd be able to do it before Shavuos. So that possibility is not a possibility. Also says, I got another idea. Nivnia me'atmal, build out the azara before Yom Tov, v'niktashe idna, but only be mekadish it on Yom Tov with the shtei alechem. Says, well, you can't do that either. Be'inun kiddush b'shas abinyan. The kiddush of the makom has to be on the very day that you are bona the makom, because the pasuk says, v'yihi b'yom klos Moshe l'hakim es ha-mishkan, v'yimshech oso v'yikadish oso. So it's on the very day. I mean, you remember, we learned this all from Moshe Rabbeinu. So on the very day that you finish the construction, that's the day you have to add the Kedusha. So it can't be that you finish the construction on Erev Shavuos, and then you're going to add the Kedusha on Shavuos. So it says, okay, I got another possibility. Nivna b'yom tov, v'nikshe b'yom tov. Do the construction on Yom Tov. So build it on Yom Tov and be Mekadish on Yom Tov. Says Gemara, come on. Ein binyan mikdash toch Yom Tov. You can't be doing construction projects, even for the Beis HaMikdash, on Yom Tov. The Pasuk says, Shabsosei tishmaru mikdashei tirou ani Hashem. And that's a famous Rasha, Rashi and Chumash quotes that the juxtaposition of Shabbos and Mikdash teaches us that binyan mikdash is not toch Shabbos. And if it's not toch Shabbos, not toch Yom Tov either. So binyan mikdash cannot happen on Yom Tov. So it says, okay, another possibility. Nishbeka lebasar hachi, leave the shtei alechem until after Yom Tov, v'nivnia v'nikadshei. And then, right away, on Motzai Yom Tov, build the makom that you want to add on to the azara, and be mekadishit. Says, if sila lebelina, meaning that the lechem is going to be pasul when the night passes, meaning the sovs pass the sovs man achila, meaning by the next morning, it's already possible belina. The shtei alechem are nechal liyom v'layla, so they could be eaten on Motzai Shavuos, but they cannot be eaten the next morning. So by the time you finish the construction project, it's the shtei alechem are going to be possible already. So it says our final suggestion: nivnya mimali yoma. How about we do like the large majority of the construction before Shavuos? Leave over just like that last makom bepatish of the construction. There's always these lingering things when it comes to construction projects. So have that anyone who's done construction on their house is like, have that last lingering thing that's left over from the construction project. Wait till Motzei Shavuos. Add the Kaddish Yom Lialter. And right away, when Motzai Shavuos comes, right away finish it up, and use the shtei alechem then to be makdishit. Says no, because ain't binyan beis hamikdash b'layla. You're not allowed to do any amount of binyan beis hamikdash at nighttime. The Ben Yoyada says that the layla is a remes to galus. So the din of ain't binyan beis hamikdash b'layla teaches us that we shouldn't be docha the Shah to build the Beis HaMikdash when we're in Galus. Im toru asava achatechba. So you're supposed to wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to want to bring the Geula. So we're not, I remember we when Rav Asher Weiss was in the neighborhood, someone asked, should we just like go and start building a Beis HaMikdash? And he said, no, you know, we don't start building you have to wait till HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. So there's no binyan Beis HaMikdash belaila in times of, in Laila literally means over here Laila, but Ben Yair says additionally it means it represents Galus. But bottom line is you can't build it on Motzei Yom Tov. Damra by Minayin Shein Bnei Bismigish Belaila Shneimar Ubiyom Hakimas Mishkan Biyom Makimo Belaila Ein Makimo, that you can only put it up during the daytime and not during the nighttime. Hilchah Lo Efshar, and that's why we cannot use chametz, because the only chametz that we would be able to use would be the Shtei Alechem, and it's just an impossibility. So yes, when we add on to the Azaros, and when we add on to the ear rather to Yerushalayim, we're going to use chametz. When we add on to the Azaros, we have no option. We can't use chametz, so we use Shiari Mincha that are not chametz. Uvashir, we said that we also have some song that goes along with adding on. So the Gemara explains, what is the shir that they would say when they would be mechanich the ear and the Azaros, so the new expansions of the ear and the Azaros? So Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa tells us, Shir Shal Toda, they would say Mizmor L'Soda, Bikinoros, Uvinavalim, Uvitzaltzalim, the Levim would use these different instruments, Al Kol Pino, Pino, Al Kol Evan, Gedola Shem Yerushalayim, and every corner and every stone in Yerushalayim, Va'omer, and they would say the Mizmor of Arumimcha Hashem Kidi Lisani, which is Perek Lamed of Tehillim, Vishir Shal Pagayim, and they would also say Yoshib Yisrael Yon, which is called the Shir Shal Pagayim, V'yeshom, and some say that Tehillim Tzadi Aleph, that Yoshib Yisrael Yon, is really called Shir Shal Nigayim, not Shir Shal Pigayim. So Mad Yamar Din Nigayim, the one that says that it's called Nigayim Dichsiv V'negalei Yikrab Alecha, says because the Pasuk says V'negalei Yikrab Alecha. Or Mad Yamar Pigayim, and the one that says that it's called Shir Shal Pigayim Dichsiv Yipol Mitzilcha Elef. So that's like a Mazik, that's Pogeya people. So it says Yipol Mitzilcha Elef or Vavim Minecha. So that's showing the downfall of people, the defeat of people, the Omer, and you say Yeshu B'Sesalim Tzel Shada Yislonon Ad Ki Ata Hashem Machzi Elyon Samto Ma'onecha, up until that pasuk, and that's where you stop. The Choser V'Omer, then they said Mizmor L'David B'Varchum Nev Shalom B'No Hashem Arabu Tzarai. So those are the portions of Tehillim that they would choose to say when they were to sing when they were Mosif al the Irva Azaros. Reb Shimon Levi Amar Luhulani Krai Vegani. Reb Shimon Levi used to say these very psukim of the Shir Shal Pagayim when he would go to sleep at night. So says Gemara, Heichi Avadachi, how could he do that? Vam Reb Shimon Levi Asul L'Shabbos B'Divrei Torah. The very same Reb Shimon Levi told us you're not allowed to use Divrei Torah for refuah. So why was he saying this at night? Because he was using it as a protection to protect him from any mazik and from any sort of harm that can befall him at night. Well, wait a second. Isn't that using Divrei Torah for refuah? Aren't you not supposed to do that? So it says, more lahagin shiny. No, if a person is not yet hurt, they're not yet harmed, and they're just using it as a protective measure, a preventative measure, that you're allowed to do. Vel kiyomar asr di'ikamaka. So wait, so when Rabbi Shua says that it's asr, that's only when you already are wounded, when you already have a makkah, so you're not allowed to be lochesh. You're not allowed to say psukim to heal your makkah. Says Mar, well, iti ika makkah asr v'sulo. Well, if we're talking about a case where a guy has a makkah, then Rabbi Shimon Levi undersold it. He said, if you have a makkah, then it's asr to be lochish al makkah. It's actually much worse than asr. V'atnan, the Mishnah in the Sanhedrin says, halochish al makkah is among those that ain't lochelik al mabah. So it's worse than asr. It's ain't lochelik al mabah. So says Mar, itma Allah, am Rabbi Yochanan, berokik shanul, fi shein maskirin shem shemayim al rakim. Now, ilochel kol mabaz, that not only are you using psukim alamaka, but you're also spitting along with it as part of the process, and that's a terrible bizayon to the psukim. So there are actually three madregas. There's someone who's using psukim lahagen, that's mutter. Then there's someone that's using psukim lerefua anamaka, that's aser. Then there's someone who's using psukim together with rakika for refua anamaka, and that's ilochel kol mabaz. Bezin Mahalchin Ushtei Toda Sachrein. So the Bezin goes and they have the two Kabbalos Toda Achareihen. So the Meimer, the Bezin Kamei Toda Asi. Wait, that means the Bezin goes in front and the Toda goes behind them? Vaksiv, but doesn't it say in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, in the Pasuk in Nehemiah, Veilech Achareihem Hoshaya Vachatzi Sarei Yehuda? So they went after the Todos. So, we misread that. Hachi Kamar. Bezin Mahalchin Ushtei Todos Mahalchos U Bezin Achareihem. Bezin is part part of the procession. It happens to be the order of the procession was Shtei Todos Malchos, and then Bezin Achareihem, and then Bezin behind the Shtei Todos. So it says more Ketzad Malchos. How is everything positioned? They had the Shtei Todos. So were they one in front of each other? Were they next to each other? So Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Shimon Rabbi was Machlokas. Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Chad Amar Zo Keneged Zo. That two Kohanim that were carrying them were walking side by side. V'chad Amar Zo Achar Zo. And the other one says, no, the two Kohanim that were carrying the two Todos walking one in front of the other, or one behind the other. So Mandi Amar Zo Keneged Zo, the one that says that they were walking side by side, so Pnimis Hachdim Mikra V'lechoma. So when we refer to one of them as the Pnimis, it's the one that's closer to the wall. So between the other guy carrying it and the wall, the one that's sandwiched between the other guy and the wall. I get why that's called Pnimis. He's inner, closer to the wall. Umandi Amar Zo Achar Zo, Pnimis Hachdim Mikra V'lebezdin. And then if you say they're walking one behind the other, or one in front of the other, so the guy that was behind is the Pnimis, because he's the one that's closer to the Bezdin, who is behind him. So Tanan, we have a Mishnah, HaPnimis Ne'achalos V'achiton Nesrefes. The inner one gets eaten, the outer one has to get burnt. Well, Bishlam, Mandi Amar Zo Achar Zo, Amtalachi Pnimis Ne'achalos V'shimtas V'chiton Kama V'kitshala. I understand if they're one in front of the other, the one in the front is Mekadesh the area, but it's Nifsal because it was brought outside of the area that it was allowed to go, because it went to be Mekadesh the area, and the one behind it was good to eat. But if they were going one right next to the other, so then they're both Mekadesh the area simultaneously, so they should either both be burnt or they should both be eaten. So it says one of the time, that, wait a second, you needed both of them anyway to be Mekadesh the area. So even if it's Zohachar Zoh, so the first one wouldn't be Mekadesh without the second one. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it's just a din. The Navi said that one of them is Nechelos and the other one is Nesrefes. You're not going to be able to explain it logically. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Tazayin Amin. Yeah, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.